We're at the bottom of the Gemara Daf Hema base, and we'd like to learn these Gemaras as important as they are, but we'd like to learn them quickly. They're not halachic sugyas, some of them quite deep and difficult to understand. We're on the third bottom line, if you remember, on Daf Hei Omer base. Tanya, Abba Binyamin Oimer. Abba Binyamin said, Shnayim shenasu lehispalel. If two people entered the shul to daven, the kodam echod mehem, and one of them finishes his davening, the kodam echod mehem lispala, one of them finishes first, v'loyhimtin es chaveiroi v'yotza, and he does not wait for the other, and he just leaves the shul. We'll see in a second exactly what this is talking about, Tosis explains, but he leaves the shul, meaning he has left his friend in the shul by himself. So the Gemara says terrible things about them. So he did not wait for his friend, and he just left his friend there alone in the shul. So the Gemara says terrible things. Torfin loy tfilosi. His tefillah will be torn up. Befonov, in front of me, brings a pasuk shenemar, toyreif nafshoy ba'apoy. Not only that, he's actually causing the Shekhinah, the divine presence, to be removed from Klal Yisrael. And once again, it brings a pasuk. But if he does wait for him, that's a very special thing to do. And what's his scha? Ma scharoi? Says the Gemara on the top of the Amud, Oma Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Zoicha lebrachis halalu. He will be Zoicha to the following brachis, Shenema lu hikshavta mitzvoisai vehi kenohor, Shlemecha v'tzidkoscho kegale hayam vehi kechoil zaracho v'tzeetzoi me'echo. Which translates, your peace would be like a river, your righteousness would be like the waves of the sea, and you will have multiple offspring, etc., etc. Now, what exactly is going on over here? Why is it such a severe issue to leave shul and leave your friend by himself? So if you have a look at the top Tosfos, and the Vav Amud Aleph, Tosfos explains, this Tosfos really should be on the previous page, but it got moved to this page. Says Tosfos, HaMispalel v'loy himten es chaveiroi terfim loy pirish rabbeinu tam, this is talking about in their shuls, meaning at the time of the Gemara. What was significant about that? Shahoyu basada, that they were in the field. They didn't have necessarily a formal shul. We know that in the night they used to daven in the field. It was a dangerous time. Olekach balaylo yeish lahamtin. And therefore, at night, you should be waiting. That's the problem. If you leave the shul, it's not just an issue of not a nice thing, but rather it was in the field, and it was a dangerous thing to leave somebody there to have to fend for himself alone at night in the field. And that's why, if you don't care about him and you just leave early, that's why the Gemara says terrible things will chas v'shalom befall him. Says Tosfos, Vahori, who was one of the Gedolei HaTosfos, Hoyo Ma'acher Tfilosi. He would deliberately start davening a little bit late, Umarich, and would elongate his davening, Ad Sheyotzu Kulam, until the last one was ready to leave. In other words, he was so determined not to, Chas V'Shalom, leave anybody there stranded in the shul by themselves, that he deliberately was Marich in his Tfilah. And if suddenly somebody would arrive, but he's already finished his davening, the Re had tried all he could, he was marich b'tfila, now all of a sudden somebody turns up, he still wouldn't leave. He would be ma'ayin in a sefer, he would deliberately take a sefer and look at it, ad shegomru tfilosam, until the last person had finished. Now Tosfos says, V'nire lahachmir af lonu. And it would appear that one should be machme even for us, meaning even for us, we don't daven in the field, and lechayer, therefore, the reasons don't apply. It's not a dangerous place. You should not leave anybody alone in the Beis HaMedrash. Now, I must tell you, when I learned in Gates at Yeshiva, about 25 years ago, there was this unofficial rule, and it must be that it's coming from over here. There was an unofficial rule in the yeshiva that if you're there learning late at night, 11, 12, after that, 1, 2, you must not be left alone by yourself in the Beis HaMedrash. That means when there's two people, the last two people left in the Beis HaMedrash should leave together, but nobody should be left alone. It wasn't, I don't think, an official takana of the yeshiva, but I definitely remember hearing something to that effect and very scary threats or what might happen if somebody is left alone. And this clearly comes from our Gemara, and it comes from this Tosfos. Tosfos says that it applies to us as well.
Is it dafka at night not to be alone, or alone bechlal?
At night. If you have a look, it's actually mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch as well. If anybody has a Shulchan Aruch in front of them, have a look at Chelek Aleph. You have Simon Tzadi in front of you. Nachum, you have a Mishnah Berurah there in the kitchen. Not one of your kitchen tools.
I have my bays. Mm-hmm. No,
Is a Simon Tzadi?
Tzadi, 90. And it's Sif Tes Vav, 15. But this is brought in Shulchan Aruch.
Interesting though, if one person, if there are two people left and one leaves, in other words, if one of them is Mari his tefillah long enough so that the other person will leave so that he is left alone, isn't he over on Lifne Iver? Because he's causing the other person to leave him alone.
Yes, I'm assuming he was Mari his tefillah until he saw that the other guy was about to leave, upon which he finished and left together with him. Oh. So have a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadi. In Sif Tezvav, it says, Im Nishar Odom Yechidi Mispala Beis HaKnesses Shebesodois. If somebody is left alone, davening in the shul, in the fields, Oy Afilu Beis HaKnesses Shebeir, or so too the Beis HaKnesses in the town, Im Hitfilas Arvis. Now remember, in the Gemara, there is no hint whatsoever to the fact that we're talking about Mariv. But that's what Tosfos did add for us. Tosfos says we're talking about at night when it's dangerous. So that's where the Shulchan Aruch is coming from. Then we're talking about Mariv. So imi tfilas arvish shemispalalim balayla chayev chaveiroi lahamtin loy. Then his chaver has to wait for him at shiyasayim tfilosoi. Now, look what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Kedei shelo yisbalbel betfilosoi. What does that mean? Kadesh lo yisbalbel betfilosi. The Shulchan Aruch does not write that the issue is that he can't be left alone in the field at night because it's dangerous and we're worried about the sakana. Rather, he says he won't be able to daven properly. That's the issue. If it's at night, so I guess he's afraid to be left alone at night. So it's not so much that we're worried about the danger that could befall him, but rather he won't be able to concentrate on his davening out of fear of being left alone at night. And he says in brackets, V'yeish machmirin afilu b'yoyim, some machmir even at day, u'b'beis ha'kneses shalonu shein bo'ir. Says the Shulchan Aruch in conclusion, if, however, im marich b'bakosha is v'tachanunim, If, however, the friend is being marich and marich and marich, and at the end of the lekayim etzayr, he's got all his bakashos, then einoy chayev lahamtina. You're not mechuyev to wait for him, because obviously there's got to be some sort of limit. You can't be expected to wait there an hour and a half. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkaten Mem Ches, Dafke im nichnasu b'shave. That's only talking about if they entered together. Then make sure you leave together. But if he came in alone, meaning he came in late, and now as a result of his late arrival, he's not going to be able to finish davening with everybody else, then I'm not mechuyev to wait for him, because it's his fault for turning up late. Then einu mechayev lahamtin lo. Why? The kiven sheroye shelo yuchal esayim mimoyim v'nichnas, because he knew very well when he entered the davening he would not be able to finish with everybody else, and he was still happy to do so. Well, clearly he's not so concerned then. Igloi milser, that clearly demonstrates for us she'enoy mefache, that he's not scared. Im nishar yechidi, if he stay by himself. Mi umidas chasidus ulam tenafuchi agavna. It's nonetheless a midas chasidus. It's a recommendable thing. It's a pious thing to do, if indeed you can still leave him there. The Gemara is not telling you, the Shulchan Aruch is not telling you that you're mechuyev to do so, but in that particular case, it would be midas chasidus. It would be midas chasidus. Al kolponim, this is a new halacha, perhaps not a very well-known halacha, and I don't know if it's the general minhag or not, but according to Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to leave somebody there by himself in the shul, even in the town, even in the day, if he's davening a kopon.
So we're saying this is only davening or learning also?
Because according to Shulchan Aruch, the issue is because he will be confused, he won't be able to mechaven in his davening. That's not a halacha in learning. So if it's a special halacha in tefillin, that's why it appears in Hilchos Tefillin, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. I don't know, maybe I'll try and do inquiries to find out whether this is in fact the halacha l'maisa and the minhag, but it's not definitely a halacha which is well known. Okay, let's begin. It's a rather strange Gemara we're about to begin now on Davov, and therefore we're going to try and learn it quickly. Says the Gemara Tanya, Abba ben Yomin Oima, we're quoting various statements in the name of Abba ben Yomin, Il mole nitna rashus la'ayin lirois. If the eye had the koyach to see them, what's them? We're talking about these mazikin, these evil spirits, these demons. Then ein kol beria yecholo lamoy mepnei hamazikin. Then, luckily we cannot see them, because if we could see these evil spirits, then you would not be able to stand up, you would not be able to survive. Says the Gemara, even more scary. Omar Abaya, inu nefishi minon. They are much more numerous. There's more of these demons than there are of us. V'kai miolon, and they surround us. Ki kislo lo'ugyo, like a ridge around the field. You can imagine around the field there's a whole wall. So too, we're surrounded by a wall of these demons. Rather disconcerting for a Sunday morning. Omer Avhuna, kol chad v'chad minon, every one of us, alpha mismole, has 1,000 of these demons on his left hand. And if you thought that was bad, v'rivivasa mimine, and has 10,000 on his right hand. Again, I cannot claim to understand exactly what the meaning of this is and why we need to know this.
Probably because if we have proper kavana during our davening, it will act as a trice against them.
Protection, right? Shmira, Kriya Shema as well at night. Omar Rava, Hai Duchka Dahava Bakalo. Kalo, if you know the phrase Yarche Kalo, always refers to their learning of Torah. And when people used to come and learn Torah, apparently there was duchka, it was very, very squashy. So the feeling would be, well, clearly it must be squashy because there's a lot of people in attendance. But no, there weren't so many people. Haiduchka, this pushing and shoving and this crushing to have a bakala that took place when they used to come and learn, especially on Shabbos, says Rashi. Minayu hava. It comes from them. What does it mean it comes from them? They're the one filling up the space and pushing and shoving. There aren't actually that many people. Look at Rashi on the third, fourth, what narrow line. Hai duchka dahava bakalo. Pa'omim shebnei adam yoishvim revochim b'yema Shabbos. Sometimes people sit revochim, well spaced apart on the day of Shabbos, k'sheboyin l'shmoya the drosha. When they used to come and hear the Rav's drosha to learn, they used to sit well spaced apart. And for some reason, and yet it used to appear to them as if they're sitting all squashed tight one to another. What's going on? I'm sure that when I sat down, I left a good meter between me and the person next to me, social distancing. And yet, all of a sudden, the feel is that it's very squashy, very packed. What's going on? The Gemara says you should know that's the demons. I don't know whether it means they're filling up the space or pushing people. Back into the Gemara. Hani birki deshilhi. If anybody has tired knees, you should know minayahava. That's also from them. That's also the result of these demons. I don't know exactly how they cause tired knees. We're not done yet. Hani ma'ani derabonon, the clothes of the rabbonon, the bolu mechufya didu. You should know that the clothes that the talmidim, that the talmidei chachamim are wearing, and they become worn out, you should know is also michufya didu. It's from the demons rubbing on them. So if you see your clothes worn out and you're wondering what's going on, I just bought this jacket, just bought this pair of trousers very recently. And you should know it's the demons who are rubbing them, and that's why they look worn out in a short space of time. Hani kari de minkafai minayu. Kari is feet, as we know, and minkafan is bruised, I think. So if somebody has bruised feet, then you should know, once again, minayu, that comes from them. So these evil spirits, they're obviously out to cause problems in all different types of interesting ways, and you should know that if a person comes across this type of issue, it's a result of these demons. Says the Gemara, Hayman deboi lemeida lehu. If you're interested in finding them, if for whatever reason you have an urge to meet these demons, then what you should do is as follows. Nachum, you're taking notes? Should we be greatly interested?
Copious notes.
Okay, so I hope you built an extra room in your apartment for these demons. And this is what you should do. Hi, man, if anybody wants to come across these demons, hi, man, the boy, Lameda Lahu, if you want to discover these demons, then you should do as follows. Laisi, he should take Kitma Nahila. Kitma Nahila translates as sifted ashes. The Nahadeir Apurie, and he should sprinkle them around his bed. Ubatsafra, and in the morning, Chozi, he will see Kikari de Taranagoilo. He will see something that looks like the footprints of a chicken. And you know, therefore, that that has where the demons have been. So apparently the demons have the feet of the chicken. So if you put these ashes, these sprinkled ashes around your bed, so therefore any little mark in them will show. So if you look in the morning, you'll see little chicken-like footprints, and those have come from the demons, and you should know you've just discovered a demon. Hi, man. If you want to not just come across them, you want to actually see them. And obviously it doesn't help to do this ashes idea, because then you just see the footprints, but you don't come across the actual demons themselves. So hi man, the boy lemechzini, then you should do something else. Laisi shleisa de shugrasa. Schleiser is, what's it called now in English? I forgot the name. It's Rosh Zelig, fill me in, the medical term, I forgot now. In the pregnancy, when the baby is together in the sack.
Amniotic sack.
Yeah, no, it's not the sack. It's together with the?
Placenta.
Placenta, right, that's the word, thank you. Placenta. Shleiser, I think, is the placenta. So Laisi Schleisa de Shunusa, you should bring the placenta of a cat. What particular cat? Uchmasa Bach Us Uchmasa, the black cat, the son of a black cat. Black cat, the son of a black cat, a female cat. Buchrasa Bas Buchrasa. Each one should be a bechor, meaning the parent has to be a bechor and the child cat should also be a bechor. Velakalie banura, and you should take that placenta and roast it in the fire. Velishchake, and then you grind it up. Velimli eine mine, and you put some into your eye. Vechazi luhu, and then you'll then see the demons. If anybody's tempted to do this, please let me know how the experiment went. Says the Gemara, Velishchake, Velimli Einai, sorry, Velishtaya Beguvta. Let him also pour it. Beguvta, the parazola, I think, is like a metal or iron tube.
Yes, an iron tube.
An iron tube. Velichtme, and he should seal it up. Begushpanka the parazola, with some sort of metal seal. And that way, Dilma Ganve Mine. Otherwise, they might steal it from him. So if you put this seal on it, then the demons will not steal this whole concoction that you've come up. And finally, Velachto in Pume, very important, he closes his mouth. Otherwise, he may be damaged in some way. I cannot claim to understand why that should be the case. Rav Bibi Barabaya Ovad Hochi. Rav Bibi Barabaya, he actually did so. What does that mean, he did so? He did put the whole powder in his eye, et cetera, as recommended before. Indeed, Choza, he did, the experiment was successful and he managed to see the demons, but the Itzik, but he got damaged. So you see that it definitely works, this experiment, but it's a dangerous thing to undertake. Bo'u Rabbonon Rachami Olei. So the Rabbonon davened for him, they should be zeichet to Rachmanos, the Itzi, and he got healed. So this is a very, very strange Gemara. I did not have a time, Blineda, I will check up. I didn't have a time to look exactly, do the Mefarshim comment. Why is this important for us to know? Why would a person want to see the demons, etc., etc.? As mentioned, I apologize, I have to finish early today. I'm giving another share elsewhere at 9:20. So we're going to finish early today, and Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll resume.
In terms of protecting yourself, I learned yesterday that Mikey's sister, Mrs. Levitan, was bitten by a brown recluse spider a few days ago and went through a rather difficult time. She's okay now. But you should be on the lookout for, it's a small brown spider with long legs, and it's very toxic.
Wow.
And they can be found in people's homes. You have to be careful.
Right. Okay. Thank you for pointing this out. Okay.
Have a good day. Yes. Call two.